you apprised of the latest craze and calms you down on those hectic days. We do!
Thomas and R.G. Whiz.
This is John Cameron, Cameron downtown. And the first lady astronaut has landed. What was it like up there, Rita?
Fever.
Who went with you on this historic voyage? Let's speak to the crew. What do you have to say about that, Cat?
Oh, I can't keep it in.
How about you, Sean?
She's every woman that's a-living in the world today.
And to celebrate this great event, we have with us today...
the one, the only, Groucho.
And Groucho, what do you have to say about our great lady astronaut?
Look how that woman could cook.
Does the first lady astronaut have any parting words for the people?
Woman!
Are there any more comments?
I must be going.
This is John Cameron, Cameron, downtown, and saying goodbye for Joe Cocker, Rita Coolidge, Groucho Marx, Sean Phillips, and Cat Stevens on A&M.
This is the Joe Yoakam Saturday on KFWB. I have just had a call here from John Wolfe, and he wants to know what a crinoline slip is. And I thought surely John would know that that's one made by a crinoline.
Let me tell you about this guy. He owns one of the vineyards in the Italian-Swiss colony. Been growing grapes for the better part of 40 years. He says Italian Swiss makes one of the finest rosé wines you can buy, here or in France. And it's because of his grapes. He says you could make a good rosé out of any purple grape, but not him. Not just any grape for him, or anybody else in the colony. It's gotta be Grenache grapes. They're smaller, and you need up to twice as many per bottle, but they make a rosé so much lighter, more in the French style. You ask him if using twice as many grapes makes his rosé twice as good. He'll just laugh, hold up one of those little Grenache grapes between his fingers and say, no, not twice as good, just this much better. That's the way he is. He's more than just a winemaker. He's Italian Swiss Colony. Italian Swiss Colony, California. And proud of it.
We spot the hits and we hit the spot in a new and exciting way. On color radio, to tomorrow's hits today.
To
hear the fabulous 40 and high five.
Hot off the wire news. The changes in the weather from a weatherman. And the latest in sports reviews. Color radio, on KFWB.
The sound of a yellow-bellied sapsucker in the background. Martin Denny in Quiet Village. I just got a name out of the past. Patty Klein called, as she put on there, just identified as the phone operator, engineer for all the guys. So that's so true at KFWB.
In that game for Duffy, Michigan State jumps off to a 6-3 first quarter lead over Ohio State. Purdue leads Wisconsin after the first period 10-0. Later today up north, UCLA favored to beat the Huskies of Washington. Cougar II withdraws from today's Washington, D.C. International at Laurel. Riva Ridge and Droll Roll remaining U.S. horses in the field. Pat McGinnis, KFWB Sports.
Now here, Cleve! Here's Cleve!
I'd really like to rear back and rip off a few rare ribs the way I did every day when Spring was in her childhood and BMR had short hair. But they just don't make bums the way they used to. There's nobody around to lean on. The Rams, the Trojans, the Bruins, the Lakers, and even the Kings and the Sharks or something else. And they say you can't knock success. To really do this revival right, we ought to be broadcasting from Philadelphia, where the Eagles look like sparrows, the Phillies had Steve Carlton to keep them from going on welfare, and the 76ers are setting some kind of record in reverse with enough losses for a whole league. W.C. Fields made famous the lines he said he wanted written on his gravestone. I'd rather be here than in Philadelphia. But he did a different kind of act. The city of brotherly love in its present condition is my kind of town, someplace where you can really enjoy the daily disasters, the fulfillment of the fun of failure. So lose something, somebody. A little hate never hurt anybody. This is Cleve Herman with a live line to sports.
KFWB Flashback. Wee-wee-wee-wee-wee.
He rocks in the treetop all day long. laughing and singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet, tweet.
Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet.
Blow Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, bird, go. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
go, rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. And it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet.
Blow Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Tweet, tweet,
well, the pretty little raven at the birdman's stand taught him how to do the bop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out-bopped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet,
rock, rock, rockin' Robin,
tweet.
Blow Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Bobby Day, 58, Rockin' Robin, the Joe Yoakam Saturday. I just was talking to Bill Balance, who'll be on tonight from 9 to midnight on KFWB. I said, I got a great idea. Why don't you get out of this DJ jag and get into a thing like Feminine Forum or something
from
like that?
From the present.
I'm a space cowboy.
To the past.
Oh, Carol.
To the warehouse. Return to the days of yesteryear as we go forward into the past. Forward to all warehouse record stores all over California. Forward with Fumble. Fumble from Capitol Records. Fumble with such never-to-be-forgotten songs as Nutrocker, Oh Carol, Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, Take Good Care of My Baby, and many, many more. Fumble on Capitol right now. Fumble for only $3.29. Just $3.29. Where? At the warehouse. And the Steve Miller Band, anthology, the best of the Steve Miller Band from 1968 to 1972. Steve Miller, the young, bluff, abnormally articulate expatriate Texan who calls anthology the first consistently good album I've ever made. Steve Miller, anthology on Capitol Records, a two-record set, only $3.99. That's just $3.99. Where? At the warehouse. The warehouse where you get more records and tapes at lower prices than anywhere else in California. Where? At the warehouse. Where? Everywhere.
Oh, yeah, this is the Joe Yoakam Saturday with another first. All the other guys are going to get cheated unless they can take it off of a tape or something. We have the original Kathy Ann Blore, who did My Mommy, like I said, it's the KFWB. She's now grown up and pretty and looks like a total debutante. How old are you now, Kathy Ann?
20.
20. Okay, let's hear it how it sounds from a 20-year-old. Got to move into these.
My mommy listens to KFWB because it's the thing to do.
Hey, that's the original lady.
Hi, this is Bill Wade. You know, I've discovered some very interesting things over the years while counseling people on a career in broadcasting. Things like, a lot of people want to start a new career, but they fear what their friends or relatives might say. People keep putting off starting a new career because they're afraid of change. They put off checking out a new career because they don't want to have to make a decision. Well, I must admit it's difficult to make the decision to enter a new career, but it could be worth the effort, especially if you decide on broadcasting. I know because years ago I had to decide to get out of a rut and into radio and TV. I made the decision, and I'm glad, because being a broadcaster is a great career. Now, maybe it'll be a great career for you. It offers good pay, it's interesting, and so much more that I don't have time to tell you now. But if you'll give me a call, I'll tell you all about a career in broadcasting. There's no obligation. All you have to do is make one easy decision to call the Bill Wade School of Radio and TV. 464-0251. 464-0251, approved for veterans.
Well, Mitch didn't have his hearing aid turned up, and so we've got to get Kathy Ann to do it again because he wants to hear it. He's got it all set up on his big double phonic phones and all that. Okay, Kathy, just move in here and give him the old shot like you used to. You were about 5 or 6 then,
five.
Right? 5. Mm-hmm. Isn't that fantastic? Okay, go.
My mommy listens to KFWB because it's the thing to do.
My mommy listens to KFWB.
KFWB, Channel 98.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born.
Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing.
Boom.
Town. And the song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love. There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above. And there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love.
Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing.
Boom.
'Twas a great day in his life, 'cause the songs that they were singing was for Jimmy and his wife. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless the Lord this celebration, may their lives be filled with love. From the village hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning, dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven. Jimmy Brown had passed away.
Boom, 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 boom.
Just a lonely bell was ringing.
Oh,
in the little valley town, 'twas farewell that it was singing.
Oh,
to our good old Jimmy Brown. Little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, may his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal love.
That's the Browns from 59 and Three Bells. I just found out that Gene Weed is going to do one that will break your nostalgic hump. It really will. Between noon and 3, he is going to recount all the names on the KFWB of color radio days.
Do you feel like a walking bottomless pit? Empty as a school on Sunday. Weak in the knees just a little bit, with the rumbling inside that won't go away.
You're getting hungry, you're getting hungry. You want a rally to tide you over. You want a rally, you want a rally.
Soon, you'll probably have a fainting spell.
You gotta have something.
Crunchy good peanuts.
Sink your teeth in.
High melon fudge.
Got it in an hour.
Hershey chocolate.
Right away.
Hey.
You want a rally. You want a rally. You want the hunger stopper. Chewy delicious rally candy bar.
Rally. Peanuts, caramel, fudge, and thick Hershey's milk chocolate. Rally's the Hershey-covered hunger stopper. The only nut roll covered with real Hershey's milk chocolate.
Don't miss a second on KFWB,
Channel 98.
Yo tengo miedo.
immediately, accurately. The KFWB News Bureau serves the Southland with the news in L.A. today.
L.A. Negotiations go on in Baker's strike against Big ITT Continental Bakeries. They make Wonder Bread and Hostess goodies. Strike along entire West Coast for Monday through Friday, Baker's Week. L.A., 2 of 7 traffic fatalities from Big Storm remain unidentified. Next of kin to be notified before names released. L.A., just in to KFWB, bulletin. Skyjack Southern Airways jetliner lands at Chattanooga. Truck drives out the plane, reportedly with ransom. 3 skyjackers demand $10 million for safety of 30 passengers they hold hostage aboard DC-9. Again, L.A. and KFWB update on bulletin just in. Truck reportedly also carrying provisions to skyjackers, indicating journey ahead of possible long distance.
Mr. Weatherman, tell us what's cooking climatologically. The forecast, the pressure and humidity. The wind, the direction and velocity. The weather and the temperature. What's it gonna KFWB?
Partly sunny, still chance of showers. Likelihood of clearing skies, though, tonight. Fair skies Sunday, high today near 70. Right now, 63 degrees. 63 KFWB degrees. Pat McGinnis, KFWB News.
Next news when it happens. Next scheduled news at 5 minutes before the hour on the next edition of KFWB News. No sooner done than said.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Is KMET 94.7 Los Angeles presenting a live documentary, a tribute to the people who made the highest rated radio station in Los Angeles history. We continue as KMET presents KFWB, The Glory Years.
Seems to me we always rattled before we struck. It's Keeley Smith, Louis Bremer, 58 was the year.
Oh, black magic has me in its spell. Oh, black magic that you weave so well.
Those icy fingers up and down my spine.
The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
Same old tingle that I feel inside.
And then that elevator starts its ride.
Down and down I go.
Round and around I go.
Like a leaf caught in a tide.
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame.
Flame! Flame of desire!
That only your kiss.
Put out the fire! For you're the lover I have waited for. The spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
Oh, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
In a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
I should stay away, but what can I do?
For you're the lover I have waited for.
You're the maid that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine,
baby, down and down I go. Round and round I go. In a spin, loving the spin I'm in. Under the old
spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
In a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
'58 was a hit.
You get it better at the warehouse.
It's Mercury's Solid Gold Rock and Roll Revival.
Only you.
Mercury's taken their greatest original rock and roll albums from out of the past and re-released them. There's the Platters Encore of Golden Hits, Volumes 1 and 2.
Just $2.99 at the warehouse.
And Chuck Berry's greatest hits.
Just $2.99 at the warehouse.
The golden hits of Jerry Lee Lewis.
Just $2.99 at the warehouse.
Going on.
And three original Four Seasons albums. The Vault of Golden Hits, Second Vault of Golden Hits, and Edizione d'Oro.
New record set, just $5.88 at the warehouse.
The Platters, Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis, and the Four Seasons, all back with their original stereo rock and roll albums. Seven albums in all, each one specially priced on Mercury.
Remember, just $2.99 per LP, two record sets, just $5.88 at the warehouse, where you get more records and tapes at lower prices than anywhere else.
Well, it is now 25 before high noon, and about time for Gene Weed at high noon exactly. Bill Angel will be along sometime. He's the only guy that knows the name of the fella that Robin Hood gave money to.
Hi, this is Woody Allen, and I don't want to take your time up. I just want to tell you I'm going to be out at the Valley Music Theater, November 9th through the 12th, and starring along with me is a fella named Jim Croce, who you probably know about already, a really exciting young singer. And if you get a chance, I'd love for you to come out there. Tickets are on sale right now at the Valley Music Theater. And just go up and tell them Woody Allen sent you, and I'm sure they'll charge you double.
Last chance to see Woody Allen, the salivating, scintillating, titillating titan of contemporary middle-class morality, along with special guest star, singer-songwriter Jim Croce, tonight and tomorrow at the Valley Music Theater in Woodland Hills. Any student presenting their student ID at the box office will be given a second ticket free.
KFWB celebrates National Smile Week.
Proving once again that a girl with an hourglass figure always has a good time.
Oh, over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over, what more? Says I'm a fool, but over, over and over, I'll be a fool for you, 'cause you've got
personality,
walk
with personality,
talk
with personality,
smile
with personality,
charm
with personality,
love
with personality,
and plus you got a great big heart. So over,
over and over.
That's Lloyd Price and Personality from 59. And we just have a telegram that Mitch just brought in. Addressed to Mitch. It says, desperately need your vote on Johnny Crawford's new record in today's meeting. Thanks a lot, Gil Bogus. Well, I certainly hope you'll deliver.
Carlos Castaneda, author of A Separate Reality, reveals further teachings of Don Juan in
Journey to Ixtlan. Another great book at Pickwick Bookshops. Journey to Ixtlan is the record of Castaneda's initiation into the mysteries of the Yaqui Indian brujo or sorcerer. Journey to Ixtlan transcends both the teachings of Don Juan and a separate reality. It demonstrates the means by which a man of power sees as opposed to merely looking. Describes the lessons, the omens, the exercises of will and body, the arduous trials and tests by which one prepares to perceive things as they are instead of by standards of conventional received ideas and language. Fascinating reading. Journey to Ixtlan, The Lessons of Don Juan by Carlos Castaneda, published by Simon & Schuster. Pick up your copy at Pickwick Bookshops.
Okay, the scavenger hunt is still going on, will be going on till 4 o'clock. What you have to do is run through the list that we've been giving you, and I'm going to give them to you again right now before Gene Weed adds another item. I'll give you also the prizes that the first person through the door of KMET at 5828 Wilshire with all the named items wins all the prizes. Now, if no one has appeared with everything on the list by 4 p.m., the person here with the most complete list of items wins. Let's check the list. First item, a crinoline slip. I don't know. I thought it was a slip made by a crinoline, but they tell me that's not true. It is a piece of material known as crinoline. So if you don't know what a crinoline slip is, I'm afraid you're going to have to check with some fabric lady. A crinoline slip is the first item. Second item is a KFWB Fab 40 survey any year from 57 through 60, any month, as long as it has my picture on it. And I had a call here from a Mr. Cooper. Wants to know if I would extend to the above date, January 7 of 61. All I can say, Mr. Cooper, old Dave Moorhead is such a stickler for detail here that probably you might take a gamble on bringing that one, and if no one else had one within the years asked, you might win it. That's the only thing I can tell you. I can't extend it to you. Old Dave would just have a fit, take away my donut privileges and everything here. And the third item is your report card. Now, the prizes so far, saddle shoes from Tom McCann Hollywood, Panasonic portable TV, and a Wilson tennis racket. And remember, the most complete list of items wins by 4 o'clock here at KMET today at 5828 Wilshire. If you got them all, of course, you're going to win all the prizes if you're the first one through the door. If no one's appeared with everything on the list by 4 p.m., then the person here with the most complete list of items wins. Now, you've heard the list.
Hi, Jim Greenwood from Licorice Pizza. Seems as though our competitors have been complaining about our approach to the record and tape business. They just can't understand that we do it because we love the music. Well, we can't help them because we don't intend to change. We're going to keep bringing you great selections of records and tapes at the lowest possible prices. Every Licorice Pizza has hundreds of albums on sale for just $1.97. Albums from the Beatles, Elton John, Emerson, Lake & Palmer. And new this week to our bargain bins are LPs from the Jefferson Airplane and Paul Kantner and Grace Slick. Great LPs on sale while they last for just $1.97. While you're there, check out our head sections and our delightful selection of 15-cent papers. You know, it's easy to be in the record and tape business, but we've gone a step further. See for yourself at the Licorice Pizza nearest you in Downey, Anaheim, Costa Mesa, Santa Ana, Long Beach, or North Hollywood. Have some free licorice, enjoy the music, and get it nicer from Licorice Pizza. You'll understand why the competition just can't cope.
You never heard it so good riding around in your car.
KFWB!
Highway or freeway or driveway, wherever you are. You want to keep travel tuned to 98. For music per mile.
Early or late.
Our mobile units keep you in the know. Traffic conditions wherever you go. You never heard it so good in your automobile. KFWB!
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really care for. And suddenly
dang 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 ding dong ding boo. Bomb a 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 dang 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 ding dong ding boo. Bomb a 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 dang 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 ding dong ding.
Marcel 61, the Joe Yoakam Saturday.
Coming up live Friday, November 17th at the Hollywood Palladium, the long-awaited appearance of the Steve Miller Band. That's November 17th. The Steve Miller Band, along with Buddy Miles and Commander Cody.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
You can pick up your tickets at all the usual places. Steve Miller, Buddy Miles, and Commander Cody, brought to you by Pacific Presentations. And the night of November 22nd at the Santa Monica Civic from England, it's the Hollies, along with special guests Billy Preston and Danny O'Keefe, all at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium, November 22nd.
Saturday night, I was downtown, working for the FBI.
Don't forget the Steve Miller Band, the Buddy Miles Band, and Commander Cody, Friday night, November 17th at the Palladium from Pacific Presentations.
Bill Ballas tonight from 9 to midnight, going to give away Presley. Mail's been pouring in all week, and tonight Bill will draw one of the soggy entries from the old mailbag. Of course, it's too late to get your postcard in, since all entries must be KFWB received at the KMET studios no later than 4 today. But you could send a wire or drop it off in person or incognito. Tonight, Ballas gives away Presley on KMET's KFWB
hey
Day.
Listen, we've got a contest to make you feel okay. KFWB, a winner, and KFWB. W-Loot. Prizes,
music,
excitement,
fun.
We've got goodies for everyone. So KFWB, the winner, and KFW-Loot.
Yeah, this is one of the biggies of all time from 1960.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run.
Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could. From the West Texas town of El Paso, out to the badlands of New Mexico.
Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death.
I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark.
voice and this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left ride a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Getting weary, unable to ride, but my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, the leader has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for. One little kiss and Felina goodbye.
That's Marvelous Marty Robbins from 1960, El Paso.
Hello, everybody. I want to tell you about that new adults-only film, Deep Throat. However, if you embarrass or shock easily, please don't listen. Dateline, New York City. Al Goldstein of that famous underground newspaper had this to say about Deep Throat. This week, I reviewed the very best porn film ever made. It seems a miracle, as I was seized with yearning by the greatest on-screen performance since the birth of Christ performed before my very eyes. Stupendous was all I could shout as I stood up and spent my applause on the glory that my eyes had just seen. Again, Dateline, the National Catholic Office newsletter has rated Deep Throat C, which means condemned, and further added, beware, it is not about cough remedies. Well, that's it for the latest up-to-the-minute reviews. If you, too, want to be seized with yearning, see Deep Throat. Absolutely adults only admitted. You must be 18 years of age or over to gain admission. Proof of age required upon request.
Deep Throat starts Friday, November 17th at the Pussycat Hollywood Theater, 7734 Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood.
Well, they had to just go tie Gene Weed down. He just refused to follow this act, but they're going to make him come in here shortly. Plant lovers' attention with houseplants, now available for sale everywhere from shoe stores to supermarkets. Why is it important you buy your houseplants from Mother Earth Plant Boutique? Because at Mother Earth, they care. They care about their plants. They speak softly to them, and they care about you. Sure, you could probably buy a houseplant someplace else for the same price you'd pay at Mother Earth, but how can you be sure you're getting a truly healthy plant, a plant that'll thrive in the circumstances of your home or apartment? At Mother Earth Plant Boutique, you can be sure every time because every courteous salesperson is a graduate of Mother Earth's famed classes in plant care, classes hailed by American Home, Cosmopolitan, Newsweek magazines. At Mother Earth, you can choose from a truly enormous selection of lush, hardy houseplants, each one personally selected by either Lynn or Joel, Mr. and Mrs. Mother Earth. And remember, Mother Earth is a complete houseplant center. Hundreds of hand-blown pots, funky antique containers, macrame hangers, everything for the indoor gardener, and everything reasonably priced. Drop in today, see for yourself why Mother Earth Plant Boutique has earned the reputation as the number one plant boutique in Los Angeles. They're located at 8570 Melrose Avenue, two blocks west of La Cienega in West Hollywood. Mother Earth, the original plant boutique. When you think houseplants, think of Mother Earth. As we say goodbye and hello to Gene Weed, will be along in about 5 minutes after darling old Cleve Herman and the news. I just want to say thank you to Dave Moorhead for inviting me to be a part of this great KFWB nostalgia kick. I would like to say thank you to Charlie Bloor, where I learned about all I know. And the other man I'd like to say thank you to is Al Jarvis. And I'll be seeing you. This is Joe Yoakam. Have a good day.
Every day, every hour, every minute, the KFWB News Bureau serves Southern California better.
This is Pat McGinnis, and I have news for you. This edition of KFWB Electronic News, presented by Doughboys, with stores in Rosemead, La Puente, and Bellflower. Chattanooga, Skyjack DC-9 takes off heading north. Three heavily armed Skyjackers get demanded $10 million ransom. Again, Chattanooga, destination of jetliner not known, just that it heads north. Skyjackers also got provisions. No word about hostages held aboard jet, apparently still aboard plane. Knoxville, officials indicate three Skyjackers who commandeer Southern Airways DC-9 during the night are from Knoxville area. Some relatives wait at Knoxville Airport. No identifications given of Skyjackers. Birmingham, Southern Airways officials rounded up $10 million demanded by Skyjackers who held 30 passengers hostage. Private company jet used to fly the $10 million to Chattanooga for delivery to Skyjackers. Lexington, Kentucky, airport manager says he thinks Skyjackers had hand grenades. Lexington Airport used one time for refueling of Skyjack jet. Knoxville, very uptight officials at Oak Ridge Atomic Laboratory relieved. Skyjackers said they would crash jetliner into AEC laboratory if $10 million ransom not delivered. Santa Barbara, California, authorities say two members of itinerant McCrary family extradited. Dallas, 19-year-old Dennis McCrary brought back to Texas for parole violation. Lakewood, Colorado, Ginger McCrary Taylor's sister returned to face bad check charges in Colorado. San Quentin, Sherman McCrary and Carl Taylor, they are father and husband of Ginger, continue doing time at Big Q on Santa Barbara robbery and shooting of policemen. Mother of Dennis and Ginger doing time for harboring fugitives, her husband and son-in-law. Santa Barbara, detectives who first say McCrary bunch suspected in 22 murders across the country, now say they concentrate probe on five murders.
Oh, there's nothing like a good glass tea on a cold night. Say, listen, Doughboys, I want to talk to you about it. It's not just another Ben's boutique. I mean, it's a complete surplus store. And you get anything there. Camping equipment, backpacks, big strong boots could kill a bear. Shoes for the outdoors, jackets, vests. Mess kits, canteens, machetes. Who would want a machete? But if you want it, Doughboys is the place. Helmets, straps, duffel bags, ponchos, backpacks with frames, mosquito nettings. Everything. Farmer John bib overalls, all sizes from 0 to a 42 waist. Bush jeans with a pocket here and there. And of course, Levi's. Plenty Levi's. They're gorgeous. Acres of original Levi denim blue jeans with button flies. Doughboys in La Puente, Rosemead, and Bellflower. Give a listen.
Mr. Nixon is...
Paris. Newspaper Francois says South Vietnam agrees to sign ceasefire agreement before November 20th. Again, Paris, French newspaper insists President Nixon gave Thieu choice sign or go it alone.
Keeping in touch with the latest Vietnam peace efforts through Henry Kissinger, but not in meetings. Though Kissinger is staying at a hotel only a several minute drive from the presidential compound, he usually checks in with Mr. Nixon by telephone. These conversations sometimes run quite long, but there have been no Vietnam developments since the president's arrival here Wednesday night of a nature significant enough to produce any long and detailed Nixon-Kissinger face-to-face conferences. Don Folsom at the Florida White House.
San Diego, captain's mass disciplinary hearings expected to continue through weekend for 123 dissident crewmen of supercarrier Constellation. Hearings being held at North Island Naval Air Station. Crewmen balk on grounds there's racial discrimination aboard ship. Fort Ord, final defense statement expected to be completed in Fort Ord court-martial of Army Private Billy Dean Smith of Watts. Smith charged in the grenade killing of two Army lieutenants in Vietnam 1.5 years ago. Visalia, fifth person, booked for investigation of kidnapping and abduction of Visalia car dealer's 9-year-old daughter last March. 25-year-old Skip White, bartender, being held in Visalia in lieu of $100,000 bond. Pat McGinnis, KFWB News.
This is KMET 94.7 Metromedia Stereo, Los Angeles, presenting KFWB The Glory Years. Larry Green continues to talk about the history of radio jingles.
Actually, I would say if you really want to go back to it, the NBC Chimes was probably your first melodic logo, but there was never any lyric to it. Now the KMPC, I would say, would be next, and then KFWB was really the daddy that tied the whole thing together as far as a modern concept, really getting quality production and some very exciting people. And as I mentioned to you earlier, there was really no time to to fool with the thing because we had 2 weeks to get the show on the air, and I remember delivering the ETs New Year's Eve because New Year's Day, they went into the one record all day, and then they broke with their programming on January 2nd, and it was quite a job, and it was a lot of fun.
Larry Green, one of many men who made Color Channel 98 your best friend. Now, KMET Los Angeles continues with KFWB. The Glory Years.
Here's the brand new KFWB. Climatological Survey.
Partly cloudy today, tonight, chance of a few showers and isolated thunder showers, but mainly near the mountains. High today, 65, low tonight, 50. High Sunday will be 68. Right now, 64 degrees, 64 degrees. This edition of KFWB Electronic News, a service of Doughboys with stores in Rosemead, La Puente, and Bellflower.
Next KFWB News, the instant it happens. Next scheduled news in 55 minutes. Now back to music on the Gene Weed program.
Hello, everybody.
You be aware of the modern scene on KFWB with Gene. Get your enjoys with the Gene Weed Show, Big Gene, the Weedy One.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to KFWB Color Channel 98. What a trip listening to Joe Yoakam and Gary Owens, BMR, coming up later on today. And in the meantime, we'll relive some of the sounds that made it so much fun a few years back, like this one from the Chubber.
Limbo ankle, limbo knee, bend back like a limbo tree. Jack be limbo, Jack be quick, Jack go on the limbo stick. All around the limbo clock, hey, let's do the limbo rock.
La 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 la.
Get yourself a limbo girl, give that chick a limbo whirl. There's a limbo moon above, you will fall in limbo love. Jack be limbo, Jack be quick, Jack go on the limbo stick. All around the limbo clock, hey, let's do the limbo rock. Don't move that limbo bar, you'll be a limbo star. How low can you go?
That's Chubby Checker doing the limbo rock out of the sounds of 1962 happening on Color Channel 98 KFWB. We do say KMET once in a while, too, don't we? Isn't that fair? Well, who knows? Chubby Checker, the Gene Weed Show happening. And don't forget, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, Elliott Field, we've got some kind of a scavenger hunt going on, looking for a crinoline slip and a Fab 40 survey from KFWB any year from 57 to 60 in any month, as long as it has Joe Yoakam's picture on it. We'll also need a copy of your report card, one of your worst ones, if you will. And a little bit later on this hour, we'll be adding another goodie to our scavenger hunt that could win you a Craig 4-track mobile stereo cartridge player.
Here is 5.5-year-old humorist Diane with another KFWB Kid on the Street safety interview.
You wouldn't drink and drive, would you?
Oh, no, Diane. No, I wouldn't do that.
You promise not to have an open bottle in your car?
Yes, Diane, I promise.
Okay, with the power invested in me, I declare you to be one of them KFWB good guys.
Right on. KFWB time, 5 minutes past noon.
Who keeps you laughing with music and fun? Who's the greatest? Who's number one? Keeps you apprised of the latest craze and calms you down on those hectic days. Who keeps you company by the hour? In the car or in the shower?
Cleaning the yard,
or washing your hose, or kissing your darling's cute little nose. With you from place to place, who puts smiles on your adorable face? We do! KFWB!
I can't stop loving you.
Ray Charles from 62.
I've made up my mind.
I can't stop loving you.
It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life, dream of yesterday's.
Bestseller, but I'll tell you, if you figured both sides of that record, you've got to figure in 1962 it was even heavier than number four, because it happened to have been backed by another super winner called Born to Lose.
Butterflies are free.
Avco Center Cinema One proudly announces the premiere of Butterflies Are Free. The long-run hit play is now on the screen with all its humor and all its heart. See Butterflies Are Free, starring Goldie Hawn, Eileen Heckert, and introducing Edward Albert. Butterflies Are Free, rated PG.
Super movie. Be sure to see Butterflies Are Free, now showing more than 50 theaters and drive-ins all over sunny Southern Color Radio KFWB's Los Angeles.
Carlos Castaneda, author of A Separate Reality, reveals further teachings of Don Juan in Journey to Ixtlan. Another great book at Pickwick Bookshops. Journey to Ixtlan is the record of Castaneda's initiation into the mysteries of the Yaqui Indian Brujo or Sorcerer. journey to Ixtlan transcends both the teachings of Don Juan and a separate reality. It demonstrates the means by which a man of power sees as opposed to merely looking, describes the lessons, the omens, the exercises of will and body, the arduous trials and tests by which one prepares to perceive things as they are instead of by standards of conventional received ideas and language. Fascinating reading. Journey to Ixtlan, The Lessons of Don Juan by Carlos Castaneda, published by Simon & Schuster. Pick up your copy at Pickwick Bookshops.
KFWB time, 10 minutes past 12 noon.
Come on, KFWB, around when things start swinging. Let KFWB be the spot that keeps you singing. If it isn't happening here,